Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild thing we call life. Ever feel like you're on a roller coaster, constantly being tossed around by your thoughts and emotions? Like, one minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into Anxietyville? Yeah, me too! That's why we're diving deep today into something super crucial. Understanding your thoughts and emotions so you can actually start making some positive changes in your life. Because, let's be real, folks, awareness is power. Once you know what's driving the bus, you can finally take control of the steering wheel. Think of it like this. Your mind is a garden. If you don't tend to it, weeds will grow wild, choking out all the good stuff. But with a little bit of effort and some seriously potent gardening tools, you can cultivate a beautiful, flourishing mental landscape. So buckle up, because we're about to uncover 5 key takeaways that will help you gain some serious clarity. 1. Thoughts are not facts. This one's a game changer. Ever had a thought pop into your head that just felt like a giant, screaming alarm bell? Like, I'm going to fail this presentation, or everyone thinks I'm awkward? Remember, thoughts are just fleeting whispers, not absolute truths. They're like those annoying little squirrels in your attic. They can be loud and persistent, but they don't actually run the show. You get to decide which ones you give power to. 2. Feelings are feedback. Imagine emotions as your inner GPS system. Anger? That's a signal that something's not right. Fear? It might be telling you to steer clear of a potential danger. Joy and contentment? Awesome. Keep doing whatever's creating those vibes. Learning to understand the language of your feelings is key to navigating life with more intention and authenticity. 3. Awareness is your superpower. This is where the magic happens, folks. By simply paying attention to your thoughts and emotions without judgment, you begin to see patterns emerge. You might notice that certain situations trigger specific reactions, or that certain people bring out particular feelings in you. This awareness allows you to make conscious choices instead of reacting blindly to life's ups and downs. 4. It's okay to not be okay. Life is messy, folks. There will be times when you feel overwhelmed, stressed, or just plain bummed out. And that's totally normal. It doesn't mean you're weak or broken. It means you're human. Give yourself permission to feel your emotions fully, without shame or judgment. 5. You have the power to change. This is where things get really exciting. Because once you understand your thoughts and emotions, you can start making conscious choices to shift them in a positive direction. You can challenge negative thoughts, develop coping mechanisms for stress, and cultivate more joy and gratitude in your life. Remember, you're not just a passenger on this journey, you're the driver. Now, let me paint you a picture with a real-world scenario. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who's always battling self-doubt. Every time she presents her work, that inner voice whispers, "It's not good enough," leaving her feeling paralyzed and insecure. But Sarah realizes something. Those thoughts are just projections of her fears, not facts about her abilities. She starts challenging those negative voices with positive affirmations. "I am talented. My work is valuable. I deserve to be confident." Slowly but surely, she begins to see a shift. She presents her ideas with more conviction and receives positive feedback. Sarah's story reminds us that understanding our thoughts and emotions isn't just about knowledge. It's about taking action. It's about consciously choosing to cultivate a more positive and empowering mindset. So, what are the biggest takeaways from today's episode? First, remember that thoughts are not facts. They're simply mental chatter. Second, learn to interpret your emotions as valuable feedback. Third, practice awareness, pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Fourth, it's okay to not be okay sometimes. Acknowledge your emotions fully. And lastly, remember that you have the power to change your thinking patterns and create a more fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thought or emotion that you're going to pay extra attention to this week? Share it in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. Remember, every small step forward is a victory, and together we can create a world where everyone feels empowered to live their best lives. See you tomorrow for another dose of Dopamine Reset Protocol goodness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.